Men and Women to Stand Boldly for Christ, October 2. He went to Pilate, and begged the body of Jesus. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. By those of intellect the priests were called upon to explain the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning the Messiah, and while trying to frame some falsehood in reply, the priests became like men insane. Upon many minds the conviction rested that the scriptures had been fulfilled. Joseph was a disciple of Christ, but in the past he had not identified himself with him for fear of the Jews. He now went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Christ. He was a rich man, and this gave him influence with the governor. Had he delayed, the body of the Savior would have been placed with the bodies of the thieves in a dishonored grave. Nicodemus, a chief ruler and a rabbi, was also a disciple of Christ. He had come to the Savior by night, as if afraid to have it known that his heart was troubled. That night he listened to the most important discourse that ever fell from human lips. See, the words he heard had penetrated his soul. He had been enlightened by them, but still he had not identified himself with Christ. He had been among the number spoken of by John. Among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. But Nicodemus had endeavored, as far as he could, to defend Christ. On one occasion he had asked the priests, "Doth our law judge any man, before it hear him, and know what he doeth?" After the crucifixion Nicodemus came to the cross, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes to embalm Christ's body. He had witnessed the cruel treatment of the priests. He had marked Christ's patience and godlike bearing, even in his humiliation. He now saw more clearly the real character of the high priest, and he came boldly to take the bruised body of his Savior, looked upon as the body of a malefactor. Thus he identified himself with Christ in his shame and death. With the death of Christ the hopes of the disciples had perished. Often they repeated the words, "We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel." They met together in the upper chamber, and closed and fastened the doors, knowing that the fate of their beloved teacher might at any time be theirs.